Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and this is Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, development, and training. I want to give special thanks to our sponsors, David Wolf and his podcast company, Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal Dental Supply Company. Without their expertise, knowledge, and training, our company, Ascent Dental Care, would never be as successful as it is. Today, we've been inundated with a number of things that are affecting not just our country, but the entire world, and that's COVID-19. I want to recently share with you some of the information that I assume many of you have been receiving. And although this has been a devastating time, not only personally for many people who have sick family members and friends, or even the loss of family and friends, but from an economic standpoint, most businesses have certainly suffered, and the employees or team members associated with these businesses has suffered. My particular expertise is in dental health, and dental care, and dental management. And in this particular time, I would have to say that the dentistry has sort of slipped through the cracks. I know in our area of Massachusetts, we've been asked to give up some of our PPE equipment. We've been asked to volunteer and help. But deep down, I can only tell you from my own personal experience during the last 6 to 8 weeks, every day from roughly 7:30 in the morning until 5, our phone has been ringing for dental emergencies, abscessed teeth, periodontal infection, broken teeth, emergency root canals, emergency extractions. These individual patients have been in moderate to extreme pain on a pain scale of 0 to 10. In most cases, they're 6 and above. And in these patients' mind, it is a true emergency and they're looking for care. In our particular area, there are two sources of issues. One, many of the dentists don't provide oral surgical procedures, implant procedures, TMD procedures, root canal procedures, and are forced to send to specialists. We're fortunate that our organization is able to provide care in all of these, in my opinion, not just to the standard of care, but in many cases, well beyond the standard of care. And unfortunately, many of the offices in our area do not have the team members that are able to support their offices. And our team members have been there day in and day out, risking not only their own personal health, but their families to keep people out of pain and comfortable and keep our business afloat. And I will never be able to say enough to those team members. What I wanted to really address today is I see an opportunity. And this opportunity is how maybe dentistry can get its feet underneath themselves and take a look at the situation. I recently received an email today stating that many dental plans or dental insurance companies with the code 1999 are allowing dentists to bill a $10 charge for, let's just say, an overall overview for PPE equipment. So this will allow the dentist to charge this additional $10 fee using the code 1999 and get reimbursed for the additional costs of PPE and additional levels of infection control, which I'll address in a few minutes. But my point is since I've been practicing for close to 37 years, what I've seen is probably one of the best and perfect businesses in healthcare professions, a road away to where the majority of time, unfortunately, is spent asking Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith asking us, what their insurance will cover or won't cover. Worse than this, we have been dealing with the fact that in most cases, with current insurances, particularly in the state of Massachusetts, we are not allowed to balance bill our reasonable and customary fees. So since I have a variety of different listeners to my podcast, sometimes it's the lay public, and many times they're shocked to find out, well, Dr. Coughlin, you can still balance bill. For those lay people, you must understand that when we balance bill, we're balancing billing to a fee schedule that has been dictated by your insurance company. Remember, I'm saying your insurance company. It's not ours. We may have signed up for the plan, and sometimes we sign up for the plan unknowingly, and sometimes we sign up for these insurance plans because we're almost forced to. In order to realistically, in today's day and age, see patients, in many cases, group practices, whether they're moderate in size or large in size, need a patient base large enough to fill those shoes. And that means accepting a number of different types of plans. And quite honestly, at least in Massachusetts, most of the plans have a fee schedule. How they arrive at that fee schedule, what makes that fee schedule fair and equitable, is just beyond me. The point of tonight's podcast is how can our dental profession get together and simply say, if patients want dental insurance and dental insurance companies see a market, they can still set a fee, but allow us to balance bill to our reasonable and customary fees rather than to a predetermined amount that an insurance company thinks is fair and reasonable. We currently pay most of our employees at least $30 an hour, and many of them $40 an hour. And there's at least between a $7 and $9 benefit package that goes along with that hourly rate. The reason we do that is because we believe our team members are incredibly valuable, highly trained, and a significant reason for our success at Ascent Dental Care. The problem is the insurance company's reimbursement, in my opinion, are so ridiculous, so misplaced, so misguided, that you can hear the change in my voice, the anger and the frustration. So some of our listeners would say, well, just don't take them. But understand that each dental office has a different background of patients, a different location, and a different strategy for their business. And what I see here is an opportunity for our dental profession to get together. And instead of us lauding and saying thank you to these insurance companies for giving us an extra $10 per person for the next 8 to 10 weeks to compensate us for lost income and lost revenue and for our extra expenses, why not just let us balance bill to our reasonable and customary fees? And if the patient base feels that those fees are unfair or unnecessary or not equitable, then they can seek treatment anywhere they want with any other provider. But no, for some reason, these insurance companies who are sitting out here trying to help us with a $10 basic gift, my personal opinion is, let's look at this and say, there's an opportunity here to say enough is enough. Again, there's nothing wrong with dental plans. There's nothing ever been wrong with dental plans until the recent trend over the last 5 to 7 years where they're dictating our fees. And in my opinion, the word dictating is an accurate term. They're forcing us to charge fees that, in my opinion, have no sense or relativity to what our business is. I'll share with you my personal business a little bit. I've already explained to you what our hourly rate is and what our benefits package is. I can tell you that my practice has roughly 5,000 square feet. I have 3 individual offices, and our overhead is extremely high. And the reason it's extremely high is, yes, we offer all kinds of laser care. We offer all kinds of CEREC scanning. We have digital radiographs. We have the latest and best of everything, which is what I believe as healthcare providers, we want to provide not only to our team members, the environment that they want to work in, but to our customers or patients. They actually feel that they deserve the best care available, but there's a cost to that. So what I'm getting to is the build out for my 5,000 square feet was well over $1 million. The building that it's housed in, it was well over $5 million. The equipment and supplies to house this one particular office was well over $2 million. When we turn around and find out that nitrous oxide is reimbursed at between $15 and $22 per session, when we realize that some of our hygiene revenue is between $42 and $69, you begin to say to yourself, what are they doing to our profession? I did a recent podcast that stated, according to the experts that I was interviewing, this is the most bankrupt that dentistry has ever seen in the history of its profession. And the reason for that, in my opinion, are many, but the single largest reason is we no longer are controlling our fees. That means we're forced to reduce our overhead by providing less than the best supplies, less than the best technology, and we've allowed this to happen. I'll share with you a short story. Back in 1983, in our particular area, I remember someone coming out to our Valley District to speak to us about Delta Dental. This was an insurance company created by dentists for dentists. And God, they were out there to help the dental profession. And as a young dentist just graduating from school, my question to the group is, why do we need it? And the answer was, well, it'll provide more care and more treatment for patients. It will make access to care better. 37 years later, my personal opinion is access to care is still horrible. Dental care and dental health is still an atrocity for young people. The only thing that's changed is Delta Dental, the dental insurance for dentists by dentists, is now, I got a fee schedule, and is personally, in my opinion, strangling us along with other dental companies. I'm certainly not here to single out Delta Dental. I'm just simply here to say to our group and the people listening to this particular podcast, enough is enough. Let's take a look at this and let's demand better. Whether we do it through our legislative bodies, whether we do this as groups, but let's think about this and say, you know what? For your insurance companies, giving us an extra $10 for PPE equipment, forget it. Keep your $10. Let us create the fee schedule that's commensurate with our expertise and our knowledge. In closing, for those practicing dentists listening to this podcast, I cannot tell you how aggravating it is when I see a surgical code for a removal of a tooth and it's coded as a simple extraction, a surgical extraction, a soft tissue impaction, a partially impacted, a full bony impacted, or a full bony with complications. I think any practicing dentist knows that in many cases, the simplest procedures take sometimes the most expertise and the most time. I cannot tell you how many times what I expected to be a relatively simple extraction had a curved root, a root tip that broke. It required sectioning, but because It's technically not a full bony impaction. It would be insurance fraud to use a different code. Yet by putting in the correct code, we're commensurated with a fee that is certainly well beyond the reasonable and customary fees. Well, enough negativity. I want to thank the group for listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, background, and training. I want to thank our sponsors, David Wolf and his podcast company, along with Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal. Without their expertise and training, these podcasts would not be possible. Think about this podcast as you're listening to it and see what we can do to change these insurance companies, because what they're doing to us and our profession is not good for the public and, I believe, is personally very unfair. Let's see if we can do better. And thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you in the future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.